Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is mild, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and warm temperatures in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu has declared, "The war is not over yet." At a ceremony, Minister Katz announced the IDF's readiness to renew its campaign against Iran. This report comes from Walla. Also, earlier this hour, Netanyahu spoke at the IDF's pilot course graduation. He stated, "Iran will not have nuclear weapons, deal or no deal." That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Also this hour, in earlier reporting, Iran's continued threats are raising fears of renewed conflict with the U.S. and Israel. Details come from Israel Hayom. Separately, sirens sounded in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain today as Iran launched missile and drone attacks. A flight from Ethiopia to Tel Aviv was forced to turn back. This comes from JNS. And finally, a short time ago, The Forward reported on possible replacements for Graham Plattner, who recently criticized Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a well-known commentator, posted minutes ago about Turkish President Erdogan presenting engraved revolvers to NATO summit participants. Hilal Fuld, a tech influencer, shared his experience from a panel discussion about the Israeli economy and tech earlier today. From X, I24NEWS English reported that Iran's new supreme leader is unlikely to attend his father's funeral, as advised by the IRGC. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's remarks. At the IDF's pilot course graduation, he reiterated his firm stance against Iran's nuclear ambitions. The Times of Israel highlighted his commitment to preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. This underscores ongoing regional tensions and Israel's security priorities. Turning to Iran's threats, Israel Hayom detailed Iran's ongoing aggressive posture, which heightens the risk of a wider conflict involving the U.S. and Israel. Such developments could potentially destabilize the region further, affecting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, today's missile and drone attacks by Iran, as reported by JNS, underline the immediate threats faced by neighboring countries. The disruption of a flight from Ethiopia to Tel Aviv illustrates the broader implications for air travel and regional security. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a warning about Sfat cheese. The Moshav Har Prachim dairy is pulling the product due to safety concerns. Consumers are urged to avoid it. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Exodigo has acquired V&A. This deal will enhance AI infrastructure capabilities, adding engineering expertise from Southern California. And finally, CTech shares insights from Israeli tech leaders. They emphasize the importance of getting the right people on board to drive future success. This advice offers a glimpse into the evolving priorities within Israel's tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.